Well, not quite. Jay Harper's with us this morning. Jay, I've got a question for you. I was visiting with my sister, Rita, who lives in Central Florida, and they were telling me about a big problem they have with citrus called greening. And I had never heard of it before, but she describes it as the fruit looks good on the outside, but once you cut it, it's dry, and you might get a drop of juice on the inside. What have you heard of that term before?
Well, citrus greening disease has been around a while, and of course, Arizona has a big citrus industry. And so they're very aware of that, very much on top of monitoring the situation and trying to keep that disease out of Arizona. Arizona does not have the disease. It's vectored or carried by a psyllid called Asian citrus psyllid. And so we're, you know, they have traps all over the state of Arizona where they trap this pest. They check trucks coming in from other states, and our Department of Agriculture does a great job at really watching and cracking down on that stuff. And they've made growers, particularly the growers of citrus trees that are coming into the, to be planted in the landscape, follow a lot of pretty tough to follow protocols, like putting up big mesh houses that their trees have to be in so that this psyllid can't get to them, and different things. So it's caused a lot of uproar and ruckus and heartache and expense and everything else. But yeah, it's been a big deal for a number of years now. And unfortunately, Florida, it's pretty prevalent there.
Do we have a situation where that could be a problem in Arizona?
It's hard to say. It's kind of all around us. That we, you know, one of the thoughts is maybe because of our lack of humidity and high heat, that's kept it from being an issue here. They're not sure. They have found some of these psyllids, but they have not yet ever found the disease anywhere. So, knock on wood, we'll hope that's the case. Well, if the problem becomes in the exportation of your crop to out of the country and to other states, if you then have that, you have a very hard time if you can even sell it at all. So,
well, hopefully that doesn't hit the town. Like you said, they've got traps everywhere, and they are monitoring close for it. One of the themes we saw at Shade yesterday as well is a big focus on going back to native plants. You can go down, in any of the major towns throughout Arizona, you see a lot of trees throughout that aren't native. And even when we're talking about Arizona ash trees that are native, and the guy's like, yeah, they are native to Arizona and Payson. It's not a desert native. You know, we've got so many different climates in Arizona,
right?
Planting native to your actual elevation.
Native or arid adapted. So the one of the presenters at lunchtime, Greg Starr, with Ron Gass, went to Mexico over the years and have brought back a lot of plants that they found in very arid, maybe even more arid deserts than ours, that they have developed and brought in. So, I mean, if you look at native, if you want, in this part of the Sonoran Desert, there's not much of a palette. There's not very many, not much variety. So we have to reach out to other deserts and other, you know, low water biological communities and bring those things in, because they're a good marriage, and they'll do, some of them and most of them will do very well here. But that's another technology, really, is that we've used to help, you know, cut down on the consumption of water. We've shrunk our turf spaces, and we're using low water plants and high technological irrigation delivery devices, and you know, it's all working together. There's still a long way to go. I still have an HOA in my neighborhood that still got water running down the gutter, and I can't get the city of Phoenix to do anything about it. Maybe somebody's listening. But it's not only a waste of water, it's a nuisance with water running down the middle of the street every couple of days, and then it dumps into a park, and then we've got mosquitoes, and so it's there's a ways to go in some situations. But
and you'd mentioned going to Mexico for plants. Australia has a pretty high number of plants, yep, that have been transported over to Arizona.
And again, you know, though, Australia has a lot of different climatic zones, just like we do here in the United States and in the state of Arizona. So just because it's an Australian plant doesn't mean, you know, it's adapted for here. And just because it's an Arizona native plant doesn't mean it's adapted for here. So, you know, you've got to really watch. Like I said, ash and sycamore are native to here, but they're native to stream beds. Where they're in a place where they've got lots of water.
Even if it's not a running stream, the aquifer underground.
Yeah, where it runs much of the year or every few years, there's lots of water there, that type of thing, yeah.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Text 411-923 or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. There's a gentleman that has a problem he says is going to solve a lot of our water issue, and it's by growing crops that you can grow in seawater. And I thought, well, that's a very interesting concept, but when you read the list of plants, it's nothing you've ever heard of. I don't like seaweed. And I don't know if that's going
to
be
you
a
might
big...
have to learn to like it.
Might have to learn, but we'll have a little more on that as well.